Jim Bartle's coming your way with another update from Minnesota Farmers Union. Hi, everyone. With us, our guest today, Vice President of Minnesota Farmers Union, Ann Schwagel. And Ann, I know that you were just back a few days now from Washington, D.C., and I understand you attended the International Year of the Woman Farmer. It was called the ACE Summit. Welcome to our broadcast. We'll get a little information from you about what that summit was all about.
Hey, Jim. It's great to be here. Yeah, I just got back late last week, from the ACE Summit, which was hosted by all the ag organizations in the U.S. in Washington, D.C. We were there to celebrate and champion the International Year of the Woman Farmer, as it's been designated by the United Nations in 2026. It was a fantastic event. It brought over 500 women who farm, as well as women throughout the food and ag industry, together in D.C. to kind of celebrate and champion the contributions and the vital role that women play throughout agriculture.
Were you the only one who attended from Minnesota, or were there some others?
Oh, no, there was a fairly good contingent of Minnesotans represented at the summit. We had women from the dairy industry. We had Minnesota Farmers Women, Farmers Union women, women from the Bureau were all there. From the Farmers Union, we brought along our membership director, Gail Donkers, as well as one of our county leaders from Southeast Minnesota as well. It was fantastic to have, you know, women who kind of represent all types of production agriculture there.
Was this the first time they've held this?
You know, it was the first time that they have recognized the Year of the Woman Farmer by the United Nations. It was a concept that was championed by some former USDA officials during the last administration. And, you know, they worked across government agencies to push this through, because obviously USDA doesn't interact with the United Nations all that often. But they worked to get this with 180 other countries signing on to kind of celebrate all of the achievements of women in agriculture.
Ann Schwagel is our guest from Minnesota Farmers Union. Okay, I know that there were some skill building sessions, different groups that got together. What were some of the things that you participated in?
Sure. Some of the highlights for me, for sure, were the storytelling workshops and hearing across, you know, I don't often get to hear from people who work within the value chain and other trade organizations within the industry. And hearing from the women leaders who lead up those organizations was really inspiring to me. There's so much leadership within the agriculture world from women, and it was great to kind of hear from and hold up those stories. There was also an original, there was a woman who works for Penn State who performed an original song about women in agriculture and women farmers. She had never performed it live before. She came and performed it live for our group. And it was really inspirational to hear about kind of the often overlooked contributions of women in the industry. And then for me, for sure, the culmination was working with the other women from National Farmers Union, from our Farmers Union footprint, to go to Capitol Hill and advocate for things that matter to our members and our priorities for our members. So we were able to meet with representatives from Representative Finstad's office and Representative Fishbach's office. And then we met directly with Senator Smith and Senator Klobuchar as well.
And if you can hang on, we're going to take a short break here and find out a little bit more about the ACE Summit. Stands for Advocate, Cultivate, and Empower. And a lot of good information. I want to find out a little bit more about what you talked about as you met with our representatives. So, Ann, hang on. We'll be right back. Take this time out, and we'll be returning in just a minute on our update from Minnesota Farmers Union. Ann Schwagel is our guest on our update from Minnesota Farmers Union. Ann is the vice president of Minnesota Farmers Union. Ann, I got to get an update. How are the crops, things coming along? You live where again? Update our listeners.
I live in Big Stone County on the western border of Minnesota, and we are in a pocket of dry ground. We keep getting rains that go to the east of us, to the west of us, to the south of us, certainly. And we are just in a little bit of a dry zone. So we're looking at this humid Tuesday afternoon and hoping for a little bit of rain tonight.
Yeah, that'd be good. And we've been blessed with more timely rain down here in the New Ulm area, but we hope you get some rain and keep things moving up there.
Keep things moving. I mean, crops look great. They were all able to be planted. We had a lovely spring. I will say, we had a really lovely spring. Crops all got in the ground, and we've had some kind of wicked springs here in the recent past. So I will take what I can get from Mother Nature.
You got it. So again, you attended the International Year of the Women Farmer Summit in Washington, D.C. early here in June. You had a chance to visit with Congressman Finstead, Fischbach. What were some of the message that you were delivering and asking for action on as you met with those Minnesota congressmen?
Yeah, it was fantastic to have that afternoon on the Hill, really have the ability to advocate for priorities of the Farmers Union. Of course, we're joining a lot of the ag organizations and calling for action in the Senate on the Farm Bill and on E15, passing year-round E15. On the Farm Bill front, we're advocating for some changes to the version that passed through the House. What Farmers Union would like to see is a much stronger competition, give some teeth to the enforcement of our Packers and Stockyards Act, give some pushback towards the consolidation we've seen in agriculture and corporate control of our food and ag system. We are also advocating, of course, strongly with other ag organizations to pass the year-round E15 so that we have some more domestic markets for our commodities, for our corn, especially after we've seen challenges with the export markets in the last year and a real kind of decimation of that. We'd like to see some more price transparency also in the fertilizer market. Senator Klobuchar authored a bill in the Senate, and it's got bipartisan co-sponsors in the House to really increase price transparency in the fertilizer market. Of course, not going to solve for the issue with the Strait of Hormuz, but we'd like to see, you know, where these prices are coming from and make sure that farmers are being protected from price gouging from these really concentrated markets in the fertilizer industry.
Wow. And, you know, year-round E15 would really, really be a big help. We hope that that can go through and get taken care of. And anything else you want to mention to us before we wrap up?
No, I mean, the other thing that we were really advocating for was the reinstatement and some language that's in both the House and the Senate to support mandatory country of origin labeling. We know that American farmers raise the best proteins with the beef market, and we want to do something so that consumers really have some transparency that what they're buying in the market that is labeled as product of the USA actually did come from American farmers and ranchers, that it is produced, you know, not just harvested in the United States, but actually born, raised, and slaughtered in the United States. So that, you know, consumers are really getting kind of the best product. They're coming from American farmers and ranchers.
These things all just make sense, and we appreciate the work of Minnesota Farmers Union and yourself, Ann, in what you do to help try to make things better for our farmers and our rural communities in general as well. Ann, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for the time.
Ann Schwagel, our guest, Vice President, Minnesota Farmers Union. Jim Bartles here, and that's our update from MFU.